You're listening to Filling Seats, the State of Enrollment Marketing in Higher Ed, hosted by StudentBridge. In this podcast, you'll learn what's working to grow, shape, and sustain enrollment at colleges and universities directly from fellow enrollment marketers, thought leaders, and ed tech innovators. Listen in for proven strategies to fill seats this cycle and beyond. Welcome to episode 33 of the Filling Seats podcast. In this episode, you'll hear from Jordan Stevenson, who is now the Executive Director of Admissions and New Student Programs at Kennesaw State University, as well as Sarah Jean Gilbert, who is the Associate Director of Admission at Illinois College. Both will reflect on how they've communicated with admitted students throughout the YIELD process over the past few enrollment cycles and what successes they've seen from recent strategy shifts. But before we get into that conversation, we have some very exciting news to share. StudentBridge and Full Measure have officially merged to help colleges and universities achieve more with an unparalleled suite of enrollment lifecycle solutions. This offers many benefits for institutions and students alike, including better prospective student data and insights, simplified vendor management, and cohesive experiences across the student journey. Our goal is to alleviate friction from the enrollment process, help students identify their perfect fit, and help our partners attract and graduate right-fit students. If you'd like to learn more about the new StudentBridge or book a meeting with our team, visit studentbridge.com. Now, let's meet Jordan and Sarah Jean.
I'm the Director of Student Recruitment at Kennesaw State University. If you're not familiar with us, we're in northern metro Atlanta, just the northwestern suburbs. We have a campus in Kennesaw and also in Marietta. We are a four-year public research institution. We've been on a massive growth trajectory as the city of Atlanta has continued to expand, as well as the state of Georgia. So we're now just a hair under 43,000 students. We are a comprehensive institution as well, so we're offering degree programs on the undergraduate level all across the board. And we're an extremely diverse institution. We have students from all 159 counties in the state of Georgia. It's a lot of counties, only second to the state of Texas. And we have students from all 50 states in the United States and 126 countries represented in our current enrollment. So it's an exciting time to be at Kennesaw State University.
I serve as the Associate Director of Admission here at Illinois College. We're actually located in Jacksonville, Illinois, which is in the central part of the state. We're about 30 minutes from the state capital of Springfield, about 4 hours from Chicago. And we are a small private liberal arts college, and we're hovering around 1,100 students and looking to grow just a little bit more in that sense. Even though we are a liberal arts college, we do have 45 complete areas of study and some STEM majors as well. We do offer a full four-year nursing program as well as a full four-year engineering program. So not just the typical liberal arts, which we love. We were the first college to offer a degree in Illinois. But with that, we have a little bit of a brand recognition issue. Even though we have the state of Illinois name in our name, sometimes it is hard for folks to know who we are. So that was one of the things that we were looking at. We have that little brand recognition issue. We have a bunch of students who are really interested in our college. That's the first part. They know they want to look into us. We also have some who are very interested because of athletics. And so they've been talking with some of the coaches. And so they're really excited about us. And then we have folks who see us on Common App, or we get them on Name By, and they don't really know a whole lot about us. So we want to share and get folks excited about us pretty much from the early on stages.
Could you share a little bit about how you've traditionally or historically communicated with students at the point of acceptance? And what were some of the pain points with that?
We were using a large acceptance packet, beautiful acceptance letter, but a very costly acceptance packet for students with next steps information, roughly 28-page booklet that was costing us, including mailing, around $60,000 a year to send out. Something that we weren't sure students and families were understanding the next steps post-acceptance. And so we were looking for ways to have a mobile-first approach to telling students that they were admitted to the university and what they needed to do post-acceptance. The reason why we were questioning what we were doing with our acceptance packet is we were getting a lot of questions that were, as many of you may be getting, very mundane in terms of how to commit to the university, what the importance of orientation was, why they should submit a FAFSA, so on and so forth. Things that we thought we were handling throughout the admissions process, the admissions cycle. And so we were really struggling with what we were doing. We were looking for new ways to connect with this generation of students and really trying to find a mobile first solution and something that would build excitement.
We're a rolling admission, so we want to get our students that admission decision really early on. And so what we would do is we would get them that admission decision pretty early on, and it would give them the next steps pretty similar to what Jordan was talking about. But then we wanted to send them to our admissions portal. We're a slate school, so we had a really great built out admissions portal that we used. And then at that point, we would go ahead and have the admission counselor reach out personally to the student, let them know that they've been admitted and that they could receive that packet sometime soon. And then it kind of dropped off. We had some engagement. Maybe they'd come and visit, maybe they wouldn't, but we definitely knew that they were not accessing that admission portal. Because when it came to making critical decisions or having critical conversations with them, they didn't know how to access it, right? So if we were dropping financial aid decisions or scholarship information, they didn't know where to find it. And that seemed to be a pretty big issue for us because we want them to have that information as early as possible. So we wanted to build excitement. That was a big deal, but we also wanted to keep that excitement going so that we can establish that relationship with the admission counselor and the students who are looking at Illinois College. What we could do then is help inspire them to do the next thing, to get excited about maybe visiting campus, learn a lot more about the next steps, that sort of thing.
So what did you decide to do to shift communication at the point of acceptance?
What we were looking to do was take that very tried and true old process that we were doing prior for acceptance and make it exciting, get it in the students' hands as quickly as possible, get it in families' hands as quickly as possible through the magic of texting, and then have somewhere for them to go where they were able to still utilize their cell phone, that piece of technology that they're used to utilizing, and get the information that's vital to learning more about the university and ultimately committing to the institution. So students, after acceptance to Kennesaw State University, the first communication they're getting is coming from our accepted student text. We're also on a rolling basis, like Sarah Jean was talking about. So I upload a list of accepted students to our accepted student experience platform, and that text goes out to the students at the end of the day. They get a shortened, I would say, more exciting version of our acceptance letter, not all the formality of the actual physical letter that shows up in the mail. And then they're given some key things that change depending on the time of the year. That was another thing that we were frustrated with the old way of doing things, was that the information was static in our next steps packet that was being mailed out to the students, whether they were being admitted in October or they were being admitted in March of their senior year, they were still getting the same information. It wasn't dynamic. And so we were looking for a way to get dynamic information in their hands. And this was the way we did it. So one of the things that I really loved promoting through this process was open houses that we had throughout the year, some of our specialized tours, accepted student events that we had in the spring. So we just continued to update and change based on when housing opened up and orientation opened up. So we were able to highlight those key things that students needed to do, filling out the FAFSA. And then we were getting feedback instantaneously from the way that the students were interacting with messaging. And that was one thing. We get that from our CRM, but we were not getting that from our accepted student packet. And that's one of the things that we struggled with and one of the things we wanted to change. And so we've been able to take that information. Are you ready to commit? Do you want to get more information? Do you have questions about financial aids, questions about scholarships, things like that? We take that information, we spread it out throughout our admissions counselors and have them actually make contact post filling out this survey. We even expanded to different student populations, not just targeting first-year students, expanded to have different messaging for transfer students and adult learners. So this has been a great way to get very vital information in front of folks as quickly as possible.
And Sarah Jean, tell me a little bit about how your team used social media to build awareness and engagement within your admit pool.
We have an institution-run social media channels that are run through our marketing department. They have a small team. And so what we did a couple of years ago was break away and do our own admission-focused. It's called the IC Life. It's really fun. It has a lot of really authentic content. Students take over, whether they're our student ambassadors or if they are student leaders on campus, or we want to highlight a certain athletic team, we give that over to that team and they take it over. It is really fun. And it is that authentic approach that our students really do engage with pretty early on. I inherited the IC Life from a previous admission counselor, and then it has been taken on by a couple of different staff members over time. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like your person who is involved with communication or technology. Use the talent and the experience that you might have with maybe some of your students, maybe some of your staff that might be a little bit more savvy. I am a big proponent of sharing the wealth and making sure that people can get lots of great experience. So if you have somebody near you who's really excited about doing this, and maybe they don't know about it yet, it'd be really helpful to bring them in and you can do it together. And I think that's really helpful because not everyone knows all of this stuff. And I certainly didn't when I first started all of that. And then as part of that admitted student experience, we end up giving them access to this really fun branded effect that they can download and share. They go ahead and share it through a hashtag that we give them. And it is a really cool opportunity for them to share that experience, to let everyone know that they've been accepted and they're ready to go, whatever that looks like for them. So we really loved seeing that all over our social media. And it has really helped to get some information about our impact. Majority of our students are actually sharing it on Snapchat. That's a pretty big number for us too. And then some on Instagram as well. We're still going a little bit strong with Facebook. That number surprised me because it seems to be that everybody thinks nobody uses Facebook anymore. But I don't know, it's out there. So we have really enjoyed seeing that impact and that excitement.
We'll be right back.
Want to know exactly how peer institutions are increasing enrollment? Check out three case studies in the show notes featuring three schools who've grown enrollment consistently over the past several years, including a private liberal arts college in Illinois, a small public school in Nebraska, and a large public institution in Georgia. Or visit studentbridge.com/resources to see how other institutions achieve more, like increasing campus tour numbers, engagement, yield, and beyond.
Similar vein to what Sarah Jean's sharing about Illinois College, we wanted to continue to build engagement socially and build excitement. And I will tell you what first turned me on to the accepted student experience wasn't even just all of the analytics and even the mobile first. I was immediately excited because of the social filter. It seemed so interesting to me, so cool. It was a new way of sharing the excitement of being admitted to the university and building that community engagement from further down somebody's social network. So not just with the student, but with the student's network, and then with those other people's networks, and from parents' networks and grandparents' networks, whether they're doing it on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook or on TikTok as well, that they would tag us in it and they would use our hashtag. We have a hashtag called Find Your Wings. And that way we can grab them, we can reshare. It's all about that snowball effect. So when we reshare, we're spreading out our social engagement. We're showing other students, people that follow us that haven't seen the filter yet, look how cool this is. And then they get that feeling, I want that as well. I want to be able to share this. And we've used this now for a number of years. And we also use the tagging and the hashtag to identify new brand ambassadors. So student influencers that are part of our program, much like Sarah Jean was talking about, that are doing takeovers, that are involved in the day-to-day work of content creation within our different social platforms. So we have a pretty robust group of brand ambassadors, and some of them have come from the initial social filter. So it's really cool how that has helped us continue to build out that excitement for KSU.
And what are some things that you've done to keep students engaged with your school post-acceptance?
For us, it was about how do we, one, use a mobile-first approach to engaging with students and parents. So yes, in the immediacy, they open it up. They're seeing their own personalized portal, and they're able to see information that's vital to them. But what happens 2 weeks later? What happens a month later when mom asks, hey, where are you with signing up for orientation? Is this something we need to talk about? So on and so forth. So we loved having the content available at their fingertips, but we were excited to take advantage of this drip functionality that's a part of the accepted student experience where we can tailor these subsequent messages. We actually have 4 cards that go out at strategic times post-acceptance to keep driving engagement with the student and with the family, to tell them pertinent information during the time of year based on when they were accepted again, with things that they need to do, and push events like open houses, campus tours, accepted student nights, all of those kinds of things, and make it so easy for them to sign up for these events. They didn't have to log into something else. They didn't have to remember their password, you know, make sure they pulled it up on their computer. It was all right there on their phone. So it was something that we have loved using. We look to continue to expand what we're doing within the accepted student experience. And again, I've had data all along the way. That's been something that's been so vital for me in my office, is being able to see what are students truly interested in at different times of the year. What are they clicking on? What are the questions that they're asking us? Getting that information to our admissions counselor so that they can follow up very quickly, and keeping that pulse on where they are in the process. And we noticed when we went to this type of campaign, 500 more students signed up for orientation in the month of December. So we opened up orientation for the following fall in December, and it was really exciting. Housing signups were also up during that time period. So some of those key metrics, we were paying attention to them, and we could tie it back to the work that we were doing. So we sent out almost 84,000 campaigns. And again, we didn't know what was happening with our accepted student packets and whether students were engaging other than what we could see in signups and from our CRM. But we know almost 43% of students were engaging in the content that we were giving them. They were clicking on things, they were signing up for things, they were asking us questions. Really exciting, looking to continue to grow this. I'm trying to get more cell information from students. We don't have a mandatory cell phone requirement on our application. That's something that we've been pushing for on our end. So we think we'll have even better engagement once we have more cell phones in our accepted student class.
In previous years, we did some Get Excited to Deposit campaigns, which did not do very well. We didn't have as much engagement with that. And so with that, we decided to do something a little bit different. We wanted to drive some engagement and attendance to our really key events, Admitted Student Day and Ready, Set, Go, which is our registration days. But what we wanted to do was to put together a whole bunch of campaigns related to these events. And they would get an invitation that would say, hey, sign up for Admitted Student Days, and then they would get a lot of different information in the card there. They would also get an event companion, which would give them information about what to expect from the day, how to get the most out of their experience, and then they would get a follow-up highlighting those sort of next steps that are secret next steps that we like to put in there. And then also with the Ready, Set, Go, it was really important for us to do that because they're coming to campus, they're meeting their advisor, they're registering for classes. There's a lot of unknowns, and we didn't want them to be apprehensive about it. So we wanted to give them some additional information. So we were getting them the event companion piece as well as a follow-up too. We decided to try and dip our foot into engaging parents and families. So we were able to gather a lot of family mobile phone numbers through event registration, as well as through just asking our students to give us some additional information so we could engage their families in the college search process. And we decided to go ahead and send these event companions to the families as well, because we know that their involvement is very important to our students and very important to us, because they end up helping us a lot through the whole process. So we gave them a little, this is what you can expect, that this is what your student's going to be doing, especially during Ready, Set, Go, and give them that companion and let them know what they can expect about it. They were amazing. Like, they were the best of click-throughs, everything. They're the ones that are engaging for sure. I think with email communication, if you get like 17% in open rate, you're like doing great. With these, just a little bit under 30% actually engaging. So going through, clicking through, accessing the information, engaging in some way, we love that because then we can go ahead and respond directly to them with that information and really be responsive in that way. We try and be very high touch and very accessible to them always. And this is just one of those other ways where we're really giving them the information that they need and they feel very taken care of.
What are some of your key takeaways from these strategy shifts and what results have you seen?
We wanted to have a mobile first option that was going to generate excitement and drive enrollment. We did all the other traditional things. We have a robust CRM and communication plans, but flat texting was not enough. We wanted something that was mobile first and extremely authentic and relevant to the student in that moment. Next, we wanted to knock out some of these, what we saw as simple questions that were taking up time for the student, taking up time for our staff. So we wanted to get that information in front of the student as quickly as possible in a way that they were used to receiving information through, in this case, the accepted student experience. And then a huge win for us was we were saving tons of money because of the cost of printing, the time to develop, as well as mailing out our accepted student packets. So really exciting to show how it affected enrollment. So we're a massive institution. We've been on a growth pattern. We had our largest freshman class in fall 2020. Moving to the next year, we grew by almost 7% over a record first year freshman enrollment.
We definitely saw a lot of ability to engage students earlier on, which really does end up translating to developing relationships with students and their families. And that really does end up translating to a lot of success for us. So we really loved getting those decisions out and being able to interact in different ways and really personalized ways, which is helpful too. We definitely doubled our student engagement. That student admission portal, like I mentioned, those students know how to get into it. We don't have to teach them it every time we call them. So it's a critical piece for us. And we really love that we're able to use it in a different way. And that brand recognition always does help. So even if a student doesn't end up choosing Illinois College, they'll end up sharing the information or their experience with their families, with their friends. And so it ends up making a little bit of a reach and that brand recognition builds on. If they do decide to come, they're going to have a great experience and we love all of that. So that's really been helpful in terms of that building that brand recognition over time. We've had a lot of really great experience with some record enrollment. And so that mobile first strategy really did help, especially during pandemic recruitment. And all of us are seeing some of that still to this day is that students got really very used to being mobile everything. And that has been a really important thing for us. So we have really been happy with our results. We've also had a lot of opportunity to minimize some summer melt, which has been helpful as well. And we've had two consecutive years of enrollment over 1,100 students, which is records for us. And a third year, even despite recruitment challenges, it's been really helpful to have this little tool in our toolkit to offer to our students. And we would love to be growing enrollment to about 1,200 students. And we're looking into all of that as part of our strategic plan. We want strategic growth, not just growth overall. Since we are a smaller institution, we want to keep that feel.
This is the Filling Seats podcast, hosted by StudentBridge, where we help enrollment teams achieve more by fusing authentic storytelling with industry-leading technology and personalized digital experiences. If you're looking to attract more, amaze more, and achieve more, visit studentbridge.com. To connect with this episode's guest, check out the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a rating and review, and don't forget to subscribe. For more information about the podcast or to let us know you'd like to be a guest, visit studentbridge.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.